You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mobile phones are an essential part of modern life. Everything from interacting with friends, sending money overseas, and accessing the vast information vaults of the internet are all accessible through one's mobile phone. Almost everyone has one, whether it be the top of the line or bottom of the bargain barrel. This reliance on our collective connectivity have made the companies who manufacture these products a lot of money. However, like anything, the precious materials used to make a mobile phone are finite. So what happens when we run out? Or what is the environmental impact of this mass production? I spoke to RE Mobile's Francis Barrett in the hopes of answering some of these questions and start off by asking what RE Mobile is and their goals for the future.
RE Mobile is a phone recycling scheme that's like accredited by the government. Yeah, so basically we recycle mobile phones because there's over a million unconnected mobile phones in the country at the moment, and that is a huge like resource, because in every phone there's gold, silver, all these different other elements, which if people just like, if they sit in a drawer or don't get used, that's a huge waste, which means we have to go find more of those minerals throughout the world.
But why should you recycle your phone?
What is the point? That's a really good question. Like, for a lot of people, they don't understand that. Like, there's no issue if it sits in the bottom of a drawer. It's a shame. It's a waste of resources, but it's also not going to harm anything. Mm-hmm. But like, one of the biggest reasons that's really important to know is that if you throw your phone in the bin and it ends up in landfill, it can cause fires, and like all the material that is in your phone and potentially toxic can leach into the ground and like consequently the waterways. So at the landfill, often things get crushed and smashed. They can even start fires and stuff, and that shuts the whole landfill down.
It can start fires.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, because you know the whole lithium ion battery. So any of those smartphones, if they go out into the bin and get crushed, they'll start a fire. So we're just trying to prevent that. And then like, that's just the reason not to throw your phone in the bin. One, you get all the resources back out of it. 95% of your phone is recyclable.
Okay.
Which is quite a substantial.
And that's all of the precious minerals and stuff that are inside of it.
Precious metals and minerals. Yeah. So that's awesome. We, for every phone recycled, money is donated to sustainable coastlines, which is another awesome reason. It's a great way to pay it forward. And it generally just contributes to the circular economy.
So what is the process of recycling? Do you think you could, you know, like walk me through how the phone gets recycled and then what the sort of end product is?
We use a recycler to help us do that. They're like accredited and have all these special certificates. But basically it takes certain assistance. So by the phone comes to us, either like you can post it in or drop it off to like any telco. There's a few other drop-off points around the place. You can look up your nearest locator online, which is really handy. And then basically they all get sent to our recycling partner and they sort them, because some phones can actually be reused. So when they come to us, it's like that's not the end of their life. So basically our partner decides if these are reusable or not. And if they're reusable, they get data wiped with this Mobi wipe software. So it means that all the data on there that can be erased.
Like personal information, bank account details, all that stuff.
All that sort of stuff. Yeah. Okay. So like, we encourage people to wipe your phone obviously
beforehand,
and we've got instructions to do that. But equally, we want to make sure that any smartphone that can turn on, obviously if it can't turn on, we can't wipe it, but any smartphone that will that does turn on gets wiped, which is really good. And then sometimes they put on a new screen or put in a new battery, and then that phone can get resold, which is really good, because like it extends the life of it. And then alternatively, they get recycled in Japan. It takes quite like a special environment, I guess, to be able to actually recycle it, because there are harmful minerals and stuff.
And we don't necessarily have the infrastructure or the resources here.
And we don't have the numbers to make it a viable sort of option. So a lot of it gets sent off to Japan, which is also really cool, because Tokyo 2020 Olympic medals are going to be made from recycled mobile phones.
Oh, really?
And
Wow.
Like gold and silver and the elements of, there's not bronze in your phone, but the elements of bronze are in your phone. So yeah, they're all the medals at the 2020 Olympic, which is awesome. And like it's a really tangible way for people to understand like what's in your phone.
And so could your recycled phone be made again into another phone, or are the sort of the resources just kind of scrapped and then sold onto again?
It can be remade into anything. It basically takes it back to its original form, and I'm sure it's done on like a case-by-case basis, because the demand and supply stuff, I'm sure phone suppliers, for example, probably want like they know they need X amount of this on this date. So the recycling may not be able to always meet those demands, but yeah, they are all put back into like the circular economy. So are all reused, which is awesome.
I was hoping that you could sort of go into more depth about the environmental impact of not recycling your phone and then phones ending up in landfills. Just give me kind of a scope for the for that environmental impact.
Yeah, like so the silver and the gold and other valuable resources, like those aren't the toxic ones as such. Yeah. But things like lead, cobalt and nickel are like really toxic and harmful. So if someone is to throw this phone out and the phone, like generally the casings as we throw them out would be okay to begin with. But as things deteriorate and they move around, all that sort of stuff leaches into the soil, which is really toxic for us. So then it rains, all those toxic elements move through to the waterways, essentially, which is terrible because then that just comes back to us.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's basic, like in theory, if it's a fully formed phone, it'll take some time until it decomposes to cause issues for us. But because there's so much movement and heavy things in the dump, the odds of it getting crushed or broken are like probably high. Like even if you, I don't know if you've cracked a screen and that sort of thing, I think everyone has and it's pretty easy to do. They aren't exactly the most durable things, basically. And so all the, those things like lead, cobalt, nickel are super toxic for humans. So that's what you're trying to keep out of the environment, essentially, by looking after them in a, like a special way. And even the lithium-ion batteries, like, even if they don't cause a fire, that lithium is like terrible, you know. So
I'm interested, what kind of support have you had here in New Zealand just in terms of people getting behind the initiative?
One, it's an accredited scheme with the government, so they like endorse us and say that we're do all the right things and tick all the right boxes, which is good. But equally we've got a lot of industry support. So I work for a company called the TCF, which is the Telecommunications Forum. We own the ReMobile brand as such, but the telecommunications forum is made up by all telecommunications providers across New Zealand, like Vodafone, Spark, 2degrees. So Vodafone, Spark and 2degrees all recycle their phones with ReMobile. They're all part of the scheme and support it, which is awesome. But in terms of government support, so we're accredited by them, which is really great. But we've also recently received some funding, we're in the process of sort of tying it up at the moment, to run a promotional campaign around the scheme and what you're meant to do with your mobile phone when you don't have a use for it, which is really awesome because for them, they see the negative impacts of phones being thrown away into landfill and are really keen to try and spread the message that you don't want to throw your phone away and the negative impacts of that.
Now, just touching on something you said earlier, you said that, you know, like Spark and like 2degrees and stuff, they recycle all their phones through ReMobile. Mm-hmm. Is there like infrastructure in place where people can go and give their phones to them or what, what does that mean?
So we have over 400 drop-off locations around New Zealand, which includes every Spark, Vodafone and 2degrees store and like Resene as well. And
Resene?
Yeah, Resene. Resene's all about it. And like often local libraries or like there's local council buildings, there's usually a drop-off point there. But on our website, there is a drop-off locator, as we say, and any of those places you can drop it off to.
And so apart from obviously protecting the environment, what kind of incentive do you think there is for people to go and recycle their phone? Because I just feel like I've only ever had one phone for myself. I don't want to spend fucking $2,000 on it, so I don't really want to
you want to keep it in one piece.
Yeah, but for people who've had multiple phones, I can't kind of get out of my head that the main reason they don't go and recycle it or keep it in their house or whatever, or at the bottom of the drawer, go and throw it out, it's just kind of laziness. So what kind of incentive, other than being sort of environmentally friendly, are there for recycling your phone, do you think?
So like I'm guilty. I have about, well, I don't anymore now that I've started working with this, but I had six phones just like sitting in my drawer. But that wasn't out of laziness. It was simply out of like, I don't know what to do with this, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a lot of people is they're like, oh, I don't know, I might need it later. It still kind of works. Like if something happens to this phone, it's probably quite handy. And people do just, it is laziness and it is just in case. People are like, so they're stockpiling all their old smartphones, you know? But for me, the biggest incentive is that money is donated to sustainable coastlines. But once again, I guess that is an environmental incentive as well. It's to contribute back to the circular economy because eventually, I guess, resources are going to run out. And, you know, if you're recycling a mobile phone, then you're holding on to those resources. And if we still want to have nice smartphones and laptops and anything with like a intelligent circuit board and intelligent things inside of them, we're going to need to continue to have these resources.
Where does your passion for technology kind of come from, do you think? Especially around sustainability.
Right? Yeah, well, I think the secret is I've always really liked like tech stuff, and I've enjoyed using it. And I think growing up, when we have, it's just been around us since day one. Sustainability is like probably one of my, like, it's a big passion of mine, and it's cool to bring that into different parts of the world where it's really important that we are sustainable, yeah. I guess. Technology is ever changing, so it's really important that we are sustainable in that space, because otherwise we're just going to have heaps of waste.
That was Frances Barrett from RE Mobile speaking to Whenuanua. Back after this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.